Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma, from the opera Turandot. I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to help you conquer your vision loss. And we just finished a phenomenal three-day conference and gala here in Phoenix, Arizona. We had 20 of the top alternative doctors speaking. It was a phenomenal event. Last night, we had a black tie dinner dance honoring these doctors. It was phenomenal. So if any of you missed the event, we are offering copies of DVDs of the entire event. It was absolutely phenomenal. You can give the office a call at 800-430-9328 to get more information on the DVDs of the event. And if you're interested in getting a copy of the newly released book, The Top 20 Alternative Doctors of America, that book is now available, and you can order that book through the office. That number, again, is 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Well, this evening we have a special guest. She's a brilliant naturopathic doctor that worked in my Phoenix office for a good number of years. She was instrumental in helping me develop my eye program as it now exists. She's highly trained, and but unfortunately she had to leave the practice to continue her education in the city of Pittsburgh. And her name is Dr. Oddveig Meyer. And I'm sure that I didn't pronounce the name correctly. You'll have to correct me. But we just call her Dr. O. That makes it a little bit easy. Just like patients at times can't pronounce my last name and they call me Dr. K. So, Dr. O, it's great to have you on Healthy Vision.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And I know that we're going to shake people up. Everybody knows that listens to the radio show how I feel that food and nutrition is probably the most important step that you need to take to regain your health. And in fact, my recent book, The 10 Essentials, the bulk of the book is about changing your diet. So tell us a little bit about your current studies. You're going for a master's program, is that correct?
Yes, like you, I was seeing a lot of problems with my patients and recognized that a lot of them is related to food. And trying to find out the whole issues with our food industry and our food production is, it was difficult to really just try to find information online and try to sort through these different obstacles and what is going on. So what I did was I looked into potential educational support, and I found that there's a good program here in Pittsburgh where it's called the Food Studies. It's a part of the School of Sustainability, where we're really looking at what's going on with the food industry, food culture, food history, food ethics, anything that is surrounding the issues of what we eat and why we eat the different foods and whatnot. And I did that because I really wanted to try to understand why we are getting sick from our food in this country. So I'm at the end of the program right now. I'm finishing up my master's thesis work, and I'm actually doing some thesis work on food related to Norwegian food, because I'm actually heading back to Norway after this program.
Well, it's interesting because at the three-day conference I just attended, a good part of the conference dealt with speakers addressing that very issue, just the toxins in our food. And one of the speakers was Gabriel Cousins. And, you know, Gabriel is a big advocate of using an organic raw diet to treat, not only treat, but to cure many cases of diabetes. And he had just some phenomenal statistics that over 60% of type 2 diabetes could be cured just by shifting their diet, which was phenomenal. And, of course, the issues that were brought up about toxins and preservatives and genetically modified organisms and the usual stuff that you hear. But I guess this radio show is not going to be an upbeat show. I think we really have to put the fear. We got to put the fear in people out there that are listening, who are sick, who are losing their vision, who have maybe chronic problems, you know, that a good part of their problem is the food that we eat. So, okay, just shoot ahead. Tell us what the bad news is.
Well, there's a lot of bad news, but I think one of my biggest frustrations with it is that even though we have intentions of really eating well, a lot of times there are so many issues with food that although we are choosing fruits and vegetables and trying to do all the good things, we're still kind of being fooled by the industry in so many ways that it's hard to figure out what do we really eat and how do we stay healthy. And, I mean, like you said, there's so many diseases today, like diabetes, cardiovascular disease. I mean, obesity is on the news almost on an everyday event these days. And it's just hard to avoid these diseases that is food-related. I actually think more than at least 80% of what we're seeing today of diseases, chronic illnesses, are directly as a result of what we eat. And part of the thing that, and I get frustrated, so you'll hear I'll stumble a little bit when I talk about this, because there's so many issues. But if I were to kind of put it into groups, one of the biggest issues is that how food is subsidized and how that is not correlated with the type of food that the government really wants us to eat. And what I mean about that is that if every American really decided, oh, we're going to eat exactly how we are, you know, the daily recommendations of food intake and fruits and vegetables, if every single person in the U.S. or in the world, for that matter, started eating like that, we don't have enough food being made for that to actually happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And, you know, it's once again the government misdirecting funds, not putting it where it needs to be.
Very much so. So it's like one thing is being said and done, while another thing is really needed to be, you know, we need to change how food is being produced because we're not producing food according to how we should eat. So that's that's one of the big problems. Another big problem that I find is that how we are dealing with feed for the animals. What we are feeding livestock is horrible. The food quality or the quality of the feed that's given to animals that then we consume is questionable, to say the least.
Yeah,
they
we
are
have,
being fed.
You know, we have an organic chickens, and I discovered that if you feed them regular commercial feed, there's actually trace levels of arsenic from the genetically modified corn. So then I was using the chicken manure from my chickens, putting it into the garden, and when I finally realized that, I says, oh, my God, I really don't have an organic garden. I'm using the manure that's contaminated with arsenic. So it's a really difficult problem. So now I buy, you know, organic grain from Virginia that is strictly, you know, non-GMO. The chickens seem to be doing better. The eggs are tastier. And the manure is great. The manure is, you know, really helping the vegetables grow in my garden. So that's just one of the problems that an organic farmer is faced with.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, chicken manure used to be like the absolute best manure you can use for your crops. problem now is that whoever gives you the feed or puts the feed together for your livestock, for your animals, they don't have to tell you what they put in the feed. It's proprietary rights, so you don't have to say what actually is in that animal food, which means there's a lot of really questionable items found in feed. Not just arsenic, because arsenic is used as both for, you know, controlling salmonella in the chicken population, but it's also used to make the chicken meat turn pink. So it's really loaded, this idea that we want chicken to be pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're coming up to a break right now.
And you're listening to Healthy Vision, and with me is Dr. O. And I do have to say, Dr. O, that you are missed in the practice. I think every day goes by, a patient comes in, hey, where's Dr. O? How's Dr. O doing? So you did make a really good impression on so many of the patients that you saw, and some of your words of wisdom still resonate in my head when I talk about gluten sensitivities and what grains to avoid. So your legend still lives on. And hey, folks, if you're listening out there, and if you do want to call in and you have a question about food and you want to talk to me or Dr. O, you can reach us here at KFNX. You can call us at 602-277-KFNX. That number again is 602-277-KFNX. And the numbers on that are 602-277-5369. That's 5369. Or if you're out of state, you can reach us at 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. And we're going to be right back after this break to talk to you about such an important topic, the food that you eat and how it is damaging your health. Okay, keep an eye on it.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Are you looking for an alternative solution to treat glaucoma? Losing your memory? A recent study published in the journal Ophthalmologica showed that oral acetylcholine might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. 41 patients with a diagnosis of progressing glaucoma received acetylcholine for 2 years. At the end of that study, the group that received acetylcholine had a much slower rate of visual loss. This study indicates that supplementation with oral acetylcholine might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. Acetylcholine has also been shown to improve memory and slow the rate of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Condrat has formulated a new product that not only has acetylcholine, but other key ingredients to improve your vision and memory. Try his new product for 3 months and see the difference. Dr. Condrat's Vision and Memory product is now being offered at a 20% discount. Call 800-430-9328 for more information. Call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. Begin to change your vision and memory now. 800-430-9328.
A new approach to dementia and Alzheimer's is finally available, and it's under your nose. Yes, the answer to these two devastating diseases is right under your nose. Or should I say, in your nose. A published study shows that intranasal light, a laser light placed in your nose, can reverse symptoms of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. In 30 days, over two-thirds of the patients had an improvement of symptoms. This treatment can also help with headaches and memory problems. Treatment is simple with a small laser light placed in your nostril. The laser light bathes the blood vessels in the nose, which then travel to the brain. This treatment is documented to reduce inflammation and stimulate activity of cells. This simple, portable treatment device can be used daily. For more information, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or visit healingtheeye.com. The answer is right under your nose. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a two-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. With me is Dr. O, naturopathic doctor who worked for many years in the Phoenix practice when I was in Arizona. She's a brilliant naturopathic doctor and is quite knowledgeable about food and nutrition. And we are talking about the dangers of the food we're consuming. And I wanted to start this segment about talking about our soil health. And I read an interesting book. It's called Topsoil and Civilization. And it described how great civilizations survive and flourish based on their topsoil. Now, that may seem kind of funny, but I'm sure you agree with me, Dr. O. You want to comment on soil health?
Oh, absolutely. Today, the way that we are growing food in large-scale and industrial-style food production where there is one type of crop over several hundreds of acres, what that does is that it doesn't allow for the soil to actually stay where it's needed, and it gets washed off and it runs off. So topsoil is constantly being lost due to agricultural practices. And it's really kind of scary that we are down to about 6 inches of topsoil right now. And to put it in perspective, we used to be at 20, 21 inches. So we're losing all the good soil where we should be growing our food. And if you don't understand the importance of that, I just want to emphasize that when you lose your topsoil, you lose your food. You lose your ability to actually grow what you need to eat. That is a big issue, and that's
now,
because
let me ask
the way
you,
we are doing food.
Let me ask you this: are we losing certain minerals? Are more minerals being lost than others?
From what I know, it's not like one mineral versus another. But the big problem is that when we're putting fertilizers on the soil and they're being washed off, and most of it actually ends up into the Gulf of Mexico. About 40% of all our fertile soil from the middle states, you know, the breadbasket of the United States, is being washed down into the Gulf of Mexico. And it's actually creating really horrible water conditions, so black ocean where things are dying because of algae growth and imbalance because of the nutrients and the fertilizers that's being washed off. So we have a dual problem. The soil itself is diminishing where we need to grow food, and instead it's been washed into our waters, and now it's affecting the life of the aquatic species as well. So this is not good.
But so what's happening to the food? We're losing the soil health. So obviously our food is becoming more nutritionally deficient. I guess we're eating empty calories, nutritionally deficient food. I mean, can you put that into perspective in terms of the nutritional value of the food that we're eating?
Well, the actual amount of nutrients, if I remember this correctly, we're down to about a third of what we used to have in the food. So an apple today, grown today, has about a third of the nutrients as compared to what it had about 30 years ago, which means that the soil is absolutely anemic, completely deficient of the nutrients that is needed to actually give us healthy food. So I am convinced that a lot of the chronic illnesses that we're seeing is also very much related to nutritional deficiencies, particularly minerals. And even though we're eating apples or carrots or whatever vegetables and fruits you're picking, because we think they're better for us, a lot of times nutrients aren't there. And those are things that I think is frustrating, because when we walk into the store and we're picking good choices, it's very difficult to know that just because we are eating the right food that we don't get the nutrients we're supposed to have. And that actually is an issue that is now trickling into even some of the organic foods that we're growing also.
Yeah, we haven't even touched upon genetically modified organisms, genetically modified food, because, you know, the statistics are shocking. Something like 90% of all our corn is genetically modified. What is it, 80% of soybean, rapeseed oil, canola?
Cottonseed oil. Cotton. I mean, so, all of the genetically modified organisms that are used. Now, there's very distinct differences between genetically engineered food, which can be two wheat species being spliced together, versus genetically modified organisms inserted into another species. In other words, you can have a bacteria species inserted into a plant species that shouldn't be there, or the Roundup Ready gene inserted into a food. So that's a lot of people get confused about what's genetically engineered and genetically modified, and there's a lot of food issues that we know or that we believe, I want to say, that are directly related to the genetically modified food. Now, here in this country, it's harder to find the research on that. I've found that if you actually look at the research done in Europe, it's much easier to find some good data and good results showing that it's related to food sensitivity issues and gut issues, and probably things like Crohn's and IBS and those type of food digestive issues in general. So I can't really say exactly why we don't get the research published as well here. But obviously, or in my opinion, it must be related to money power of some sort. But
I think that you just don't think. I'm definitely related to, you know, the agrochemical companies influencing, you know, the political system.
Oh, absolutely.
You know. But we're coming up to another break. And if you're listening out there, we'd like to hear from you. You can reach us here at KFNX 602-277-5369. We're talking about food, the dangers to your health. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what you can do to regain your health. I think it's been enough bad news, Dr. O, about what we're eating. We need to know what people can do out there. You can also reach us toll-free at 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. And right now, I am broadcasting from Phoenix. It's kind of unusual that I do the radio show back home in Phoenix. We just finished our three-day gala, a wonderful conference and gala. 20 of the top alternative doctors, and if you didn't make the gala, you've got to get a copy of the DVD of the event or the CD or MP3 file. Give the office a call at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. And also you can ask him in our office, find out more information about the book that was just recently published, The Top 20 Alternative Doctors of America. So you're listening to Health Vision, and Dr. O and I will be right back after this break.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Dave Perkins.
Nobody is more outraged about this problem right now than the President of the United States.
Top White House aide Dennis McDonough saying the President is stirred up and on the job of fixing the VA. McDonough appearing on Face the Nation saying the President is demanding that Eric Shinseki and others in the administration continue to fix things until they're working the way veterans think they should. This while voices on both sides, including Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank, calling for Eric Shinseki's resignation. One of the many to pipe up about the problems in the VA, John McCain, with the story, The Blaze Radio's Tom Peace.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain addressing the problems in the VA in the weekly GOP address. McCain saying the VA needs to refocus on its core mission of serving veterans. His comments getting this reaction from Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce.
Senator McCain's comments I found to be somewhat strange in that he suggests that it's somebody lost sight of a mission. Well, no, it's not. If this was in the private sector, this would really be organized crime. And a lot of people can have budget problems. Individuals have budget problems. It doesn't mean then that you resort to a criminal activity or to harm people because it'll get you a bonus or because it'll make you look good.
I'm Tom Peace, The Blaze News.
70 years after the D-Day landing in Normandy, saving France and the rest of Europe from Nazi Germany, Republican Congressman Michael Grimm of New York saying the French have broken a promise to pay for the flights of the American D-Day veterans to the celebration. Grimm saying his chief of staff getting the word directly from the French embassy in D.C. that they would pay for the flights of the American veterans, but now a spokeswoman for the French embassy in Washington saying the French government never offered to pay for that airfare and isn't going to. Hundreds of veterans in America planning on attending that 70th anniversary D-Day celebration. I'm Dave Perkins. This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center, wrapping up our hottest weekend of the season so far with temperatures well above that century mark. Looks like by the middle of next week, they'll be really cool. Upper 80s by Wednesday. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 99 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Investors try to predict market trends, but the key to successful investing is eliminating guesswork and emotion. So an investment model based on key indicators yields stronger returns. Arlington Capital Management has successfully implemented a model called Proactive Asset Allocation Strategy, or PAS. It eliminates guesswork, timing, and the outdated buy-and-hold strategy. For example, the PAS model shifted to cash in 08, avoiding the bear market and 49% decline in the S&P, then shifted back in 09 when the S&P gained 110%.
I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital and creator of our proprietary PAS investment model, which addresses the questions of when to buy, what to own, and when to sell. I'd like to offer you our current PAS weekly update without obligation for your review. Please call 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796. Or request it online at arlington-capital.com.
Empowered Investing with Joe Lopresti every Monday at 4 p.m.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, Realty One Group, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. With me is Dr. O, and we're talking about food. And we spent the first half on the problems with our food. And at the recent conference that I attended, Dr. Gabriel Cousins gave the statistic that if you drink one soda twice a week, that's corn, high fructose corn syrup soda, one twice a week, it doubles your chances of diabetes. My goodness, I mean, it is scary what we're doing to our health because of the food that we eat. So, Dr. O, is there hope? What can we do?
Yes, there is hope, and there's lots of things we all can do. I think the most important things that every single one of us can do is actually to start supporting local food production. What that means is that you need to go and find the farmer's market. You need to go and talk to the farmers. And I tell people the way to find out if they're really growing good food, there's a couple of questions you can ask. First of all, you ask them, where is your farm? And if they don't tell you or they can't give you a name, that means they probably went and bought the produce at a local grocery store and brought it to the farmer's market and are selling it more expensive. So you need to make sure that they actually own a farm. And the second one you want to ask is, can you come and visit? Or if they take visitors, and I don't know if you have kids or grandkids, use them as an excuse and say, hey, you want to show them how foods are being grown. Because if they're open to that, they're usually running a really good farm. And you want to ask them how organic they are. Not everybody can afford being organic because it costs quite a bit of money, but they pretty much grow, they grow food organically in a lot of ways anyway. So ask them, talk to them, and go to the farmer's market. So that's a big one. That's a really good start. And there's usually lots of ways to find out if you have a local farmer's market in your area. I know in Phoenix there's like 30, 40 different markets on different days out of the week. So try to find something that is close to you. Another one that I really like is what's called community-supported agriculture. And that's when you go in as a consumer to a local farm who has literally, he's selling his crops as shares. So you buy up front, let's say you pay $500, $600 for the whole season, and the prices vary depending on where you are living, and you get large shares of crops of what he's growing throughout from May to October typically that you get once a week or once every 2 weeks depending on the setup. So that's another way to support a local farmer. And, of course, if you have land or you have window space or you have a patio, grow something. Grow your own food. A little bit of something does make a big difference because we really need to get
the Hey, Dr. O, I have to tell you about a patient I had. I call her the lazy gardener. What she did is she went to the hardware store, Home Depot, and got a 50-pound bag of organic topsoil.
Uh-huh.
She put it in the wheelbarrow, and with her scissors, she cut the top off, and that was her garden. She wheeled it outside. She planted some cilantro, lettuce, tomatoes, and, you know, took care of it, and that was her little garden. At the end of the season, she just threw the bag away, or whenever that particular garden was done, she just got a new bag. I call her the lazy gardener. And it worked, and she had fun.
Absolutely. And if you have kids that are finicky eaters, I'll tell you, any kid that gets to pick the food off the plant will eat that food. To the point that I have several kids that call me Auntie O. I had to watch them because they would start eating things that really wasn't edible because they thought everything that grew outside was something they could pick and eat. So, but kids love to eat stuff that grows from the, you know, I'm picking it right off the plant. I personally have 70 strawberry plants, but I started out with 10, and I've just I've gotten runners and planted new ones, and they are looking so good this year. I can't wait to start picking ripe strawberries.
Mm.
We still
have
got them here in Pittsburgh, but I'm waiting.
I have a question for you. Can we trust organic labeling? Because right now, I do some shopping at a local grocery store. They have an organic section, and the label states, you know, certified organic. Can you trust the label? What does the label mean?
Well, the label organic doesn't necessarily mean more nutrients. What it means more than anything is less toxins. So if you read organic and understand that that means that there's less pesticides. They're not pesticide free, but they are not the toxic pesticides that's being used. The problem, I think, is with the large organic companies these days is that they are not doing anything to prevent the loss of soil. They're still doing one crop in a big, large area. So they're doing what's called a monocrop in an industrial style. And, yes, it does drive the prices of organic food down, but it does nothing to really support the soil itself. And it's not necessarily used. The production is still sort of struggling a little bit with putting back the nutrients that are being lost. Not all organic growers. Some of them are really good. And that's why I like the local ones, because they're a little bit smaller scale. They understand that the real or the good chicken manure is actually needed to be put back on the soil. They really have understood multiple crops supporting each other, and they do crop rotations, and they're growing food with much better quality, and they're also supporting the soil and growing sustainable, which is really important. So organic is good when you're avoiding toxins. So keep that in mind. But there's a lot of misunderstanding. People think natural and organic means the same thing, and it does not. Natural is not organic. Natural.
I guess there's like a hierarchy that if you can grow your own food, then you know that it's probably the best. And then the second.
Well, then you know what's been going on with the food. You know what
right,
you
the
put
second,
into
yeah,
it.
The second would be growing from a local organic farmer that you've investigated. And I guess the third choice is to, you know, buy organic labeled food in the supermarket and not natural. Right. As you were making the comment that natural does not mean organic. I wonder if you could explain that.
It's actually quite shocking how many people that actually looked at natural and thought that natural meant no pesticides, no herbicides, no growth hormones, no artificial flavors, no antibiotics, and also not GMO. Natural does not mean those things. Natural means very little when it comes to meaning that it's not GMO or doesn't have all these toxins that it's just a word that's used to sell the product and to fool consumers into thinking it is safe. It's actually the understanding of about 50%, almost 50% of consumers thinks organic equals natural. It is not the same. Organic still does mean that there are no toxic pesticides or herbicides. There shouldn't be any growth hormones. There shouldn't be any artificial coloring or preservatives, and there shouldn't be any use of antibiotics and GMOs. Those are things that still should be true for organic food. It does not, however, mean it has higher nutrients, unless it is grown in smaller scale. And this is what I'm saying about the industrial organic farming versus smaller scale organic farming. You get the nutrients if it's a little smaller scale, local farming versus big industrial organic farming.
Well, you know, I always advise my patients, eat colorful foods. Eat raw, organic, colorful foods. It'll give you a colorful vision. Now, are there certain fruits and vegetables that you should avoid that maybe are more toxic than others?
There is always a dirty dozen list that is easy to find on the Internet. And typically strawberry tends to be high on that, but it varies a little bit. And I love strawberries. This is one of the reasons for why I grow my own. And a couple of plants can really give you quite a bit of strawberry. So it's not that hard to do. And so that's something I very much recommend. Berries in general also tend to be quite toxic. And there's a couple of surprises. I know watermelon used to be at least on the dirty dozen list. I haven't looked at it lately. And that has to do with it's so full of water. So anything that gets washed off of pesticides get absorbed through the water back into the watermelon. But the list changes a little bit, and they do different studies on this, but usually on the Environmental Working Group website, they will have the Dirty Dozen, and that will keep you up to par on what to really buy for sure, organic or grow yourself if possible.
Well, you know, you made an interesting comment about it's the water inside the watermelon, because many people, including myself, I think that, you know, the majority of the contaminants are outside the fruit or vegetable.
Right.
But you're right, it's absorbed inside, and it's part of the vegetable. So no matter how much you wash it or clean it, you still have those toxins.
And I was very surprised about that watermelon myself.
Sorry, Dr. We're coming up to another break. We have to break for commercials. But folks out there, when we come back, I want to hear Dr. O talk about what you can do. Are there supplements? Are there certain minerals you should be taking to make up for this horrible deficiency in the health, the mineral content of our food? We'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Are you looking for an alternative solution to treat glaucoma? Losing your memory? A recent study published in the journal Ophthalmologica showed that oral citicoline might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. 41 patients with a diagnosis of progressing glaucoma received citicoline for 2 years. At the end of that study, the group that received citicoline had a much slower rate of visual loss. This study indicates that supplementation with oral citicoline might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. Citicoline has also been shown to improve memory and slow the rate of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Condrat has formulated a new product that not only has citicoline, but other key ingredients to improve your vision and memory. Try his new product for 3 months and see the difference. Dr. Condrat's vision and memory product is now being offered at a 20% discount. Call 800-430-9328 for more information. Call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. Begin to change your vision and memory now. 800-430-9328.
A new approach to dementia and Alzheimer's is finally available, and it's under your nose. Yes, the answer to these two devastating diseases is right under your nose. Or should I say, in your nose. A published study shows that intranasal light, a laser light placed in your nose, can reverse symptoms of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. In 30 days, over two-thirds of the patients had an improvement of symptoms. This treatment can also help with headaches and memory problems. Treatment is simple with a small laser light placed in your nostril. The laser light bathes the blood vessels in the nose, which then travel to the brain. This treatment is documented to reduce inflammation and stimulate activity of cells. This simple, portable treatment device can be used daily. For more information, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or visit healingtheeye.com. The answer is right under your nose. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo 40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo 40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo 40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. With me is Dr. O. And we're going to finish the show by talking about Dr. O's recommendations, because so many of the foods we eat are pathetic in nutritional value, deficient in minerals. I wonder if you could share with us, you know, what foods to favor. Are there certain supplements that will help balance your body? So I'm really interested in finding out your answers to this.
Well, I think, first of all, in general, we in the United States, we eat way too much meat. So, I mean, this is a big, big problem. We eat more meat than any other country in the world. So the talk about fruits and vegetables is really important. But to really get the minerals back into the fruits and vegetables, one of the things that I do when I do my vegetables, for instance, is that I very often will drizzle just a little bit of a good oil on them after they have been steamed or stir-fried or whatever. And then I add, using either Celtic sea salt, Himalayan sea salt, or kelp seasoning, so seaweed or kelp, because all of those sources have really good minerals in them. And the oil actually allows you to absorb these minerals a lot better. And even for those people on a low-sodium diet, these type of salts doesn't have that high sodium, so it doesn't have an impact on high blood pressure. So that's just one way to get it into your system. Now, there's lots of good supplements out there, and just a really good, even a good multivitamin with minerals sometimes could be a good source. But we need to think about our food as being what's going to keep us healthy and help us get rid of toxins and keep the nutrients in us, and that's where the vegetables are really superb, because they keep our pH in the body at such a level that we actually detox. And there's very specific foods that actually have the ability to also help us remove some of the heavy metals that we are exposed to at times. And this is where I personally think, like, the pico de gallo, which is chopped onion, cilantro, the pepper, tomatoes, that combination of food is so good at chelating out heavy metals. It is antibacterial, antifungal. It has good vitamins, good for the eyes with the tomatoes in them. I mean, it's just a really good, kind of like a superfood, a shot of superfood. So even if you just started doing those things and drizzle that on food that we ate on a regular basis, would be quite helpful.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on raw, organic versus cooked food? Do you lose that much nutritional value when you cook your food?
If you pour off what you cook, you do. But I am not against soup, for instance, because then it stays in the food. Now, I will say, though, that you lose some of the enzymatic activities that you have in raw food, which I think is really important. But there's also a group of people who doesn't have a digestive system that really can handle raw food that well. And everybody, I mean, those people know who I'm talking about, because they have tried to eat salad and do this stuff, and it's just too harsh for them. Those are the people who need to start with steamed food or soups and then work themselves up to the raw food to get the nutrients back in, but also to get the gut or their gut health actually back to normal.
Now, any other thoughts or suggestions that you feel are important for the listeners to know? I mean, I think that we started out the radio show by kind of depressing everyone that the food is so pathetic in our country, and you've given them some hope. I think people now know you really got to seek out and search for good quality food, and you've given some suggestions in terms of making up for some of the nutritional deficiencies and mineral deficiencies. Any other comments?
I think it's very easy to get overwhelmed. And I think a lot of people, when they get overwhelmed, they give up. So what I try to tell my patients or just friends and family is try to be 70% good. Whatever you do, try to do, you know, make good choices 70% of the time. That gives you 30% to play with. And then build yourself up to being better than that. But that's doable. You're not going to find everything to be the way you want it right away. It takes work, but then it gets a little easier. But do baby steps and work yourself up to finding the right food, finding local food, organic food. Grow one plant this year. Maybe next year it's two plants. Maybe do meatless Mondays. Decide one Monday you're not going to eat any meat, but you're going to eat all fruits and vegetables, and maybe have fish instead of meat on Mondays. You know, do it step by step. And then know that every little thing that you do that is in the right direction is going to actually have a good effect on your health.
Now, I think before we end the show, we have to make a comment on the dangers of high fructose corn syrup. So I want you to comment on that.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you were saying. I'm sorry. The dangers,
of high fructose corn syrup. Because it's in everything. It's in our soda pop, it's in salad dressings, fruit juices, it's everywhere.
Well, from what I have seen on the research, the problem more than anything with that type of sugar is that it affects how we actually break it down. And there's some studies relating it to fatty liver, higher risk of diabetes. We know that that's coming. And I also think there's actually something we haven't talked too much about. I think there's an addiction aspect of it associated with it. We do not process high fructose corn syrup the same way as we process sugar. But we are also addicted to sugar or sweets in general. And that in itself is the problem, I think. I think if we just got used to or somehow trained ourselves to not crave the sweet, and also avoid high fructose corn syrup and high sugar in, you know, in any form, then we would do so much better. Because we are not built for high consumption of sugar. We just don't handle it very well. And that makes us, you know, puts us at high risk for diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Dr. O, I think we covered a lot of good material for the listeners out there. I think we both agree that food is our best medicine, and really, the quickest way to regain your health is by changing your diet. You know, you are what you eat. And folks out there, if you want to stay healthy, regain your health, you really got to make some major changes in your diet. And Dr. O, I want to thank you so much for joining me on Healthy Vision and sharing so much of this valuable information.
Thank you for having me.
And folks out there, next Sunday is my birthday. And to celebrate my birthday, I'm going to have an expert on medical marijuana be on the show. He's actually an ophthalmic surgeon who's using medical marijuana not so much to treat glaucoma, but apparently it has an amazing medicinal value. So it's going to be my birthday, and no, I'm not going to be doing the show high, but we are going to be talking about medical marijuana. So join me next week. Thank you so much for listening, and to all of you out there, good health and clear vision. And I'll see you next week.
Divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Call Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Arizona attorneys. A partner men can count on. 602-995-6666. That's 602-995-6666. Offices in Scottsdale, Chandler, and downtown Phoenix. 7150 East Camelback Road, Suite 444, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251.
You're listening to Independent.